Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. We are live tonight. That's right. Last week was the Super Bowl, right? So we did the pre-recorded show and it worked out fine. And maybe we'll do more of those. It gave me a chance to have the night off. I didn't use the night off to watch the Super Bowl, but it was nice having a Sunday night off. But I did miss the opportunity to be here with you live. I don't know what it is. There's just something about getting to this microphone on Sunday nights. And we've got a great program lined up for you tonight. My name is Jim Paris. The website is ChristianMoney.com. My guest in our second hour is Dan Harris. And yes, this is the ABC News anchor, but he's not here with us necessarily to talk about the news. We're going to be talking about his book, 10% Happier. Now, you may have seen Dan interviewed on other shows. I believe he's been on Coast to Coast AM and some other talk shows talking about this book. I found the book fascinating. And I'm going to talk about a little bit later in this hour, probably after the first break, the whole topic of meditation, which is a big part of his book. And it's something within the Christian community that's quite controversial, the idea of meditating. And I want to talk a little bit about that just from my own perspective. What do I consider meditation? And my view that the Bible actually encourages us to sit quietly and to clear our mind and just wait and maybe hear something from God. That to me is what meditation is. So I want to talk about that here in a moment, but the book is 10% Happier. The author, Dan Harris, ABC News anchor, will be with us in our second hour. Well, the Northeast is getting pounded again, if you didn't get the news. And I'll tell you, I love these kinds of situations. Today was an amazing day here in Florida. I live in Palm Coast, Florida, which is just about 40 minutes north of Daytona Beach along the East Coast. Beautiful day today. It was like around 70, 75 degrees, driving around with my windows down. Didn't take the top down on the Jeep, just didn't have a chance to be out on the road really long enough to do that. A lot of short trips today, so it's a little bit of a hassle. You take the top down and you got to put the top back up. So unless you're going to be driving for at least 30 or 40 minutes, probably not worth the trouble. But in any case, just an amazing day. And you just love it a little bit more when you see the news and it says that, yeah, they're going to get another foot of snow up in the Northeast. And it's just horrible what's going on up in the Northeast. But I'll tell you what, it is good for business here in Florida. And what I'm hearing from a lot of people that are moving to Florida is it's all about the weather. And you may not have picked up the news recently. This was, I think, 2 weeks ago. It was in the news that Florida officially became the third most populated state in the United States, which is a really big deal. I mean, even if you think back just to, let's say, the early 1970s, when Walt Disney established Disney World in Orlando. I mean, much of Florida was just nothing. I mean, it was just complete. I mean, there were farms, there was a lot of forests, just a lot of undeveloped land. And now here we are, the third most populated state in the U.S. We just passed New York. How interesting is that? So people appear to be flooding from the north including New York, down here to Florida, which is really helping our property values. So thank you very much, New York, and thank you to the weatherman for all this snow. It seems to be helping us economically down here in Florida. Well, today I had an interesting day. So it was a Sunday, and Sundays, I do different things on Sundays. Today was kind of a day to run around, do some errands, and I got pulled over by the police. And this is the first time that I've been pulled over by the police in a really long time. I know the last time I got a ticket, actually, and pulled over by the police was maybe 22 or 23 years ago. So I guess that crushes all the rumors that I'm this wild and crazy guy. So I'm driving down one of the main thoroughfares here in Palm Coast, Florida, and I look, and there are the flashing lights. I guess I was going 42 and a 35. But it got really interesting when the police officer came up to my window, and I said, "Officer, just need to let you know, I am carrying a concealed weapon." And I knew I was supposed to do that because I'm a licensed concealed weapon holder. I've got the, you know, I carry around a firearm in my pocket. I've got the concealed carry permit. And I know you're supposed to do that. But the guy kind of steps back from the window and he says, "Okay, where is your firearm?" And I said, "It's in my right pocket." And he says, "Sir, I want you to keep your hands up. I don't want you reaching for it. Do not reach for it. Do you understand me?" "Yes, I do." "Get out of the car, and I want you to hold your hands up. I'm going to reach in your pocket, and I'm going to remove your firearm." So I have my hands out. He reaches in, takes my firearm out. It's got a little pocket holster that I keep it in. He says, "Is it loaded?" I said, "Yes, it is, but there's not a round chambered." So he takes my weapon, takes the magazine off, takes it back to his car, and then a second police car pulls up. And I could read the guy's lips, the second police officer. He pulls up behind the first police officer, and then he's talking to him through the window, and he's using the word weapon quite a bit. And I'm thinking to myself, is this really happening to me? I mean, I'm just Jim Paris, the Christian financial guy. What's going to happen to me here? The police officer came back to the window. We talked, and I let him know that I'm actually very involved with the police here in Palm Coast. I've been the head of our neighborhood watch for many years. I know several of the police officers, so I was kind of trying to make my argument that I was a good guy. Don't be too hard on me. And to make a long story short, he gave me a warning. So I got this written warning, and he told me that my ticket could have been over $200. And he handed me back my weapon with one hand, and the other hand he had the magazine with the seven rounds in it, and handed it back to me, and I put it back in my pocket, and he said goodbye and handed me my written warning, and I drove away. And it was just a weird thing. You know, I don't know what was so strange about it. I guess the idea of telling a police officer, "Yep, I got a firearm and it's in my pocket." And just to kind of, I'm sure this happens. So I knew this was what I was supposed to do. And he probably would not have known that I was carrying, but I didn't want to take a chance. And so I said, "Look, I've got the firearm." So I gave him, you know, my firearm. I gave him my registration, my driver's license, my proof of insurance, all that stuff. I had that all ready, and I got away with it. Didn't go to jail. Didn't get shot. So all is good. All right. We've got a big article up over at the blog, and this is interesting, this article we have. It's all about buying and selling items, but it's a little bit unique. It's not eBay. It's something called retail arbitrage. And there's an idea, a strategy that you can use to buy items offline and then turn around and sell them on Amazon. And people are doing this, making a significant income from it. And I started doing this kind of as an experiment, as a test back, I believe it was late November. And I've continued to do it, and I keep getting money every Friday deposited into my bank account, and it keeps going on and on and on. And so it's kind of a little part-time business I'm doing. If you're looking for something like that to do from home, check out the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. blog.christianmoney.com. We'll talk about Brian Williams right after this. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. Jim Paris here with you on Sunday nights, and the website is christianmoney.com. And we were talking just before the break about this little business opportunity that I kind of tripped across on accident. And what is so weird about this buying stuff and reselling it on Amazon, this whole deal, is you can actually walk into regular retail stores and buy items right off the shelf and turn around and sell them on Amazon and put money in your pocket. And what's even stranger about this deal is there's a way you can actually ship everything that you have, everything you buy, directly to Amazon's warehouse. They store it, they handle all the shipping to the customer, and they make that product then available as part of their Amazon free shipping, the Amazon Prime deal where you can get free shipping. It's a really neat business, and most people don't know about it. And so, again, I just started looking into it kind of as an experiment, just a curiosity. I was going to write an article about it, and I got involved with it really more or less as a test. And it's interesting. I mean, now I kind of look at the world differently. When I'm out shopping, I'll see something and I'll say, huh, I wonder if I could resell that on Amazon. And I've got a little app on my phone, and you can actually scan in from the barcode of the product. And there are apps that will tell you whether or not that item, the price that it's at, makes sense to buy it to resell it on Amazon. It's just a really unique thing. And I'll tell you what, I always hated eBay. I heard everyone talking about eBay, start an eBay business, sell stuff on eBay. I always hated that. The thing I hated most about it was standing in line down at the UPS store to do the shipping of all the items. With this Amazon deal, you just get all your stuff together in one box. You ship it off to Amazon. Then they handle all the shipping for you, all the individual order shipping, the billing. They deal with refunds and customer service. All that stuff, they handle it. So it's a really neat home-based business opportunity. And a lot of people are doing this. It's really quite interesting. So check that out. It's over on the blog. It's called Amazon Flipping, or I guess the more generic term would be retail arbitrage, and all kinds of different ways you can buy things, turn around and resell them on Amazon. Check that out over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com. And speaking of Amazon, I guess I'll talk about my next Amazon story, and then I'll get to Brian Williams here right after that. This is weird. You probably heard in the news this week that Radio Shack is filing for bankruptcy. Now, don't panic. It's not as if your local Radio Shack is going to close its doors, although some are closing. In fact, our Radio Shack here in town in Palm Coast did close its doors this week. Most of the Radio Shack stores, however, are going to stay open. And this is going to be one of those bankruptcies, as I understand it, that they go bankrupt as a way of reorganizing their business. It gives them more time to pay their bills, renegotiate their debts, but they're going to continue to operate. Well, one of the things right now that's being looked at is Radio Shack is likely to be sold. And one of the interesting groups that has stepped forward that are, this is fascinating to me, that is likely to buy Radio Shack, you would not believe this, but it's Amazon.com. Amazon.com is, the word is, reportedly in negotiations to buy several hundred Radio Shack locations. Now, when I first heard this, I thought, this is really strange. Why would Amazon.com want to take over Radio Shack locations? But it really makes a lot of sense. Apparently, what they're going to do, if they buy these, if it works out and they buy these several hundred locations, these will be kind of like showcase locations for all of the Amazon gadgets. So if you want to maybe look at the Amazon Kindle, or you want to look at the Amazon Fire, that tablet, or the Amazon Fire TV, or the Amazon phone, all of these gadgets, and there's a lot of them. I mean, maybe you don't even know about all the things. They've got some device out now called Ellos, E-L-L-O-S. It's this box that you sit on your desk and you talk to it and you say, what is the weather today? And it will talk back to you. It's like a robot. It just, but it sits there, and it's got some kind of a voice recognition technology, and it actually can understand what you say, and it talks back to you. So Amazon's developing all these gadgets, and what they're going to do if they buy these Radio Shack stores, if this all comes together, is they will actually be using these stores as locations to market all of these electronic doodads that they're coming out with. Now, Radio Shack is an interesting store. When I was a kid, when I was younger, I used to love to go to Radio Shack. It was that really that kind of interesting place that you could go to, and they had real electronic geeks working there. And one of my favorite things was these kits that they sold. And when I was a kid, when I was in high school, I took electronics shop, which was, it was a full shop. It was like a 4 or 5 month class I took, and I actually built a remote control car. And it was a pretty complicated project. I built this remote control car, and it actually worked. I had to learn how to solder all these little pieces and transistors and all this stuff together, and I built this car. And I used to love those kinds of kits that they had at Radio Shack. All of that is gone now. They still do have like a small section with some of that kind of electronic geek stuff, but mostly it's about cell phones and overpriced computers. I don't know what it is. I get confused when I go into a Radio Shack. They just have I don't know if they know who they want to be. I was in a Radio Shack in St. Augustine this last week, and there was a bunch of like these little miniature remote control helicopters that I guess you can control these from your iPhone. They had a huge display of these. So is it a toy store? Is it an electronics store? Is it a cell phone store? They have a few different cell phones you can buy, mostly like the prepaid ones, but also they were, I guess, brokering for AT&T. It's just confusing. I mean, it's a small place, so it's not like a Best Buy where you can kind of have the A to Z product line spread out over this giant box store, you know, over 40,000 square feet, right? You've got this tiny little store, but yet they're a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And do you want an AM radio you can hang in your shower that's waterproof? Well, they've got that for you too. They've got overpriced batteries, overpriced computers. But in any case, Amazon buying Radio Shack is interesting also for one other reason. Some of the commentators are saying how interesting to see an online company actually turn around and invest in a bricks and mortar operation. This is the opposite of how it's supposed to be, right? Isn't it supposed to be, isn't the narrative that everything is going to now be online? We're no longer going to have these physical stores to go to, but now we've got one of the biggest online players saying they're going into bricks and mortar. Very interesting. Okay, after this break, we're really going to do it. We're going to talk about NBC's Brian Williams. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook, list it for sale at Amazon.com, and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. And before we talk about Brian Williams, this whole thing about Radio Shack closing, I think this actually opens up an opportunity here. And here's what I'm talking about. There are, in a lot of towns, I'm talking about pretty decent-sized towns, there will be nowhere to go to buy those electronic cords and plugs and all that kind of thing. And also, in many of these, you know, decent-sized towns, there's really not a music store either. And what I'm talking about is Radio Shack. One of the things they did was they made a little corner of the Radio Shack store into, like, music supplies. I remember at one time they even would have like a couple of guitars for sale and some of the typical cords you needed to plug in a guitar. And they even had a, I think in one of the stores I was in, they had a little electronic keyboard. So it was kind of a, maybe in one little tiny section of the store where you might go to get some like guitar picks, things like that. So maybe there's a business opportunity here for somebody in some, you know, medium-sized town to set up a little store that offers some supplies for musicians and a little bit of electronics, you know, cords, those kinds of things. Because those people that are in broadcasting like me, I've got a radio studio in my house. Yeah, it happens. It's 5 minutes before the show is going to start, and you're looking around for that quarter-inch jack that reduces the plug down into an eighth-inch jack, and you can't find that thing. And can somebody run up to Radio Shack? Guess what? It's now an Amazon store. We can bring you back a Kindle, but we can't bring you back that reducer jack that you need. That's not what I want to hear. All right. Believe it or not, guys, it turns out that anchorman Brian Williams of NBC News is a liar. Oh, no, not the gumdrop buttons. That was my impression from Shrek. That's something my son used to do, would do the oh no from Shrek. That's the gingerbread man from Shrek. I probably have blown out my microphone up at the Minnesota studios. We were fine-tuning my microphone just before the show, and that probably did it. I probably blew out my microphone. Look, this story, it's curious to me. Brian Williams is a liar, and it turns out that he is greatly exaggerated. Looks like he pretty much made up a story about being shot down in Iraq. And as the story continued to unravel this past week, it went from there were three helicopters and he was in one of them, and one of the three got shot down, but not his, to where now the story is he was in a helicopter that was like an hour behind the helicopter that got shot down, and he took no fire and wasn't, you know, hit. His helicopter wasn't hit. I don't know how this happens. You would think somebody as bright as Brian Williams would realize that at some point this might get uncovered. But now it gets worse for Brian Williams. This is from a couple of days ago. Apparently, people are now going into his past and looking at other stories that he has told. One of the stories was he was in New Orleans covering Hurricane Katrina. He claimed to have seen a body float by. The problem is that where he was reporting from, there was no such flooding, and it wasn't possible for that to have happened. That's at least what those who are criticizing him and taking it the next step. Well, now it turns out that Brian Williams has stepped down from his position temporarily. And this is odd. There are reports that Tom Brokaw wants Brian Williams to be fired. However, if you put that in Google, if you type in Tom Brokaw and then you type in Brian Williams and you search that, you will see headline after headline, Tom Brokaw wants Brian Williams fired. But then you will see that they're interspersed with other headlines that say Tom Brokaw denies wanting Brian Williams fired. I don't know what's going to happen here. I think this is interesting. To me, it's more of an interesting look into the psychology of these people. And I just wonder, who are these people that are delivering the news like a Brian Williams? I've got to be careful here because maybe our guest in the second hour, who's a news anchor, Dan Harris, he could be listening now and he could be calling his publicist saying, wait a minute, I'm not going on that guy's show. He's talking bad about news anchors. But I love Dan Harris. So Dan Harris, you're in a different position here. We're talking about Brian Williams over at the competitor NBC. But it is interesting to look into the psychology of people that tell these lies. Do you remember back when Al Gore was running for president, some of the stories that he would tell? And it got so bad that, I mean, in the beginning, it took him a few days to figure out that what he was saying wasn't true and it couldn't be true. But then there were people that were able to determine it like within a few minutes, like, oh, there he goes again. He's told another story that can't be true. And you wonder about these people and the psychology behind exaggerating these kinds of stories. I mean, look, in my view, if you are in Iraq covering the war, I don't care where you are. I consider that an extremely brave thing to do. And I would, you know, I would sit with Brian Williams and listen to his stories about being, you know, 100 miles away from the action and just hearing all the bombs dropping and just being there. To me, that is enough. You don't really need to add to it. I mean, that to me is an amazingly brave thing to do in the name of being an American journalist, to actually put yourself in harm's way, whether his helicopter was shot down or not. It certainly could have been shot down. And the fact that he was there, I think, was a very brave thing. So I don't see the reason why we have to have the exaggerations. Who was it they compared this to? Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton had another story of coming under sniper fire and this and that, and it turned out to just totally be made up. I don't know why this is, but there appears to be very little patience and understanding for people that make up these kinds of stories when it happens within the theater of war. In other words, we might be okay with you lying about how big the fish was you caught, Brian. We might be okay, maybe, with a little bit of bragging about how big of a guy you were on campus during your days in college, how big of a lady killer you were. Those kinds of things, maybe all men, we exaggerate a little bit. But apparently, when it comes to the theater of war, and Americans realize that within war, there are those that die. There are those that come back without limbs. There are those that come back with, I mean, all manner of psychological trauma. And I guess as an American culture, as we've become so understanding of so many things, we have no understanding, apparently, for people that make up stories about what happens to them when they are in the theater of war. So Brian Williams, who knows what's going to happen with Brian Williams? Interesting side note. I ran into Brian Williams once. This was a few years ago, of all places, at Walt Disney World. He and his family sat in front of me and my family at the Country Bear Jamboree. And Brian Williams is a tall guy. So I had to kind of reposition myself to see around him because he was sitting right in front of me. And I didn't say anything to him. I knew it was him. I recognized him instantly. He was wearing sunglasses. And oddly enough, he and his family had all like Secret Service merchandise they were wearing. Like I think one of them had a Secret Service hat. I know you can buy this stuff in the White House gift, in the gift shop at the White House. It, like the Secret Service little emblem on the T-shirt. They were wearing that kind of stuff. I thought it was weird because, I don't know, if I were Brian Williams and I were at Disney World, I was at Disney World with my family, I would probably just not want to be noticed. But you wear a bunch of Secret Service shirts, people are going to take a second look at you, especially when you're a really tall guy and you look like Brian Williams. And you are Brian Williams. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, is Sports Illustrated now peddling pornography with its latest swimsuit issue? We'll talk about it. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I know you're showing me the love over there at TalkStream Live. Just a note to producer, I believe this is producer Joy tonight, who's handling our hashtags over there at TalkStream Live. Probably a little bit more hashtagging might help us move up a little bit more over there at TalkStreamLive.com. That's one of the most popular ways that people are listening to the show now, at least the live version. We have thousands of downloads taking place during the week. But listening live, TalkStreamLive.com, we're doing very, very well over there tonight. But let me tell you something that disturbed me this week, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. And this has been a strange thing that I've been watching this progress over the years. And the first thing is, look, Sports Illustrated is what? It's a sports magazine. So mostly their readership is men. I get that. I get the fact that somebody somewhere, I don't know, what was it, 15 or 20 years ago, came up with this idea that if you subscribe to Sports Illustrated, we're going to send you this swimsuit issue with women wearing swimsuits. Okay, I get that. And I know that that works and people will spend money to buy a year's subscription so they can get that. But this has now gotten to the point where every year it's a one-upsmanship to the point now that if you take a look at the current issue of the Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit issue that is out now that you can purchase now. And I guess it's they make so much money from it, you can buy it separately and you don't have to buy the subscription anymore. But they've got a young lady on the cover and she's barely wearing anything to begin with. But then it gets worse because she's pulling her pants down. Almost, I'm not going to describe it. It is pornography. It just is. Now, I don't care if you're listening tonight and your view is that, hey, you know, it's America. People should have freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to do something like that. Fine. Okay, I'm with you. I get that. I get that you can have Playboy magazine and Penthouse magazine. I get that. But the problem I have with Sports Illustrated doing this is in the grocery store. It's in the bookstore. I don't know if they're covering this, if some of the chains are covering this or not, but I found it interesting, just doing a Google search, that this is getting widespread criticism. It's not just Jim Paris, the Christian financial guy, that's talking about this. And the other thing, too, I always wondered about the swimsuit issue is you don't really hear a lot from women about really how degrading this is. And, you know, especially young boys, this is what concerns me. If you do any reading or research about what pornography does to the mind of a young boy, I don't think children should be exposed to something like this. And the problem is that we have in place some degree of safeguards, right, for Playboy magazine, pornography, this kind of thing. But not with Sports Illustrated. I mean, this is the kind of thing where your 10-year-old son could, you know, get home from school at 3 o'clock, go out to the mailbox, and if you have a subscription to Sports Illustrated, he goes out to the mailbox and, wow, look what he's looking at. And I guess I don't even have a problem with the idea of women in swimsuits, but it's just, it's gotten so far beyond that to where how tiny can we make the swimsuits? Can we have the women without an actual swimsuit top? And then they just use their hands to cover up their breasts. Now it's, let's see how tiny of a swimsuit we could put on them and have them pull down their bottom, their swimsuit bottom partially. And let's put that one on the cover. My view is this. It is pornography. It has really reached the point, honestly, that this is pornography. And it should be regulated like all other pornography. Yeah, it should be back behind the counter where no one can see it and people have to ask for it. And I don't think it should be out in the mail without it being covered, sealed up like they do with other pornography. It just is. It is pornography. It's reached that point. And God only knows, what will they do next year? I mean, what will they do next year? If you look at the cover of Sports Illustrated this year, there is nothing more for them to show unless they are actually showing a fully nude woman. I mean, this is beyond. And it's gotten worse and worse and worse over the years. But now, I mean, people are asking not just the conservatives, but Huffington Post, and you're seeing it all over the internet this week. Is this just pornography? I think it is. And I'm disturbed by it. And if you are a subscriber to Sports Illustrated, maybe you'll cancel your subscription or cancel your subscription from any of their other affiliated products, magazines, and let them know why. Let them know why you're doing it. All right, let me talk for a moment about meditation. Our guest, Dan Harris, who's coming up in the second hour, Dan Harris, anchor with ABC News, author of the runaway bestseller, 10% Happier. The book is about meditation. Now, some Christians have a really big problem with meditation. Why? Because it has its roots in Eastern mysticism. However, I don't think that, in my view, I choose not to allow Eastern mysticism, if you will, to own the concept of meditation, which is referenced in the Bible. And to me, meditation is a state of prayer as a Christian. That's what it is to me. It's a state of prayer. And as I talk about in my book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, one of the things that I advocate in praying is to not spend your whole time praying talking. I think prayer should be mostly about listening. And it's something we don't do. We don't set aside time to listen to God and to just be still and know that I am God, right? One of my favorite verses. I don't think that meditation, that we should let the concept of that just be taken away. And as Christians say, nope, we can't meditate because if we do, it means we're praying to Buddha. I just don't believe that. And I do think there are people that meditate and they are praying to Buddha. They are engaging in some weird Eastern mysticism. But I also think as a Christian, I can go sit quietly at the beach and I can close my eyes and I can sit in a state of reverence, in a state of prayer, and listen if God wants to tell me something and just be quiet. I did this. I was teaching a martial arts class this week, and I had about 12 students, and we were about 15 minutes into my class. And what I did was we had worked up to a really great sweat. And what I did was I had everybody go into a horse riding stance, which is a very traditional stance in the martial arts. And I had them go into a horse riding stance for 1 minute, and I had them close their eyes and just breathe in slowly and breathe out slowly through their nose. And just a relaxation exercise. Didn't bring anything up about and envision Buddha. Didn't do anything like that. But just a relaxation exercise. Close your eyes, breathing in, and then breathing out. Just for a minute. And people really enjoyed it. It was just a relaxing moment. Just a moment. And how many times maybe doing something like that in the middle of your day might just kind of be a reset button to help you have a better second half of the day. I have started taking yoga classes in addition to training in the martial arts most of my life. I recently started taking yoga classes, and it is about, you know, many practitioners of yoga do kind of take it a little bit farther than I would want to go with it. It is about kind of the Middle Eastern mysticism of it all. I really don't participate in that part of it. I'm there for the stretching. I'm there for the breathing and all of that. And I get what I can get out of it. In fact, one of our instructors is a wonderful Christian lady who goes to our church. We didn't even know she was teaching at the yoga studio. My wife came as a guest with me to the yoga studio, and we ran into her. She goes to our church. So I believe Christians can meditate. I believe Christians can participate in yoga. We can kind of take our angle on that. So we're going to talk about meditation in the second hour. My guest is Dan Harris, ABC News anchor, and just a fascinating book, a very honest book about what he went through. He got involved with drugs. He had a panic attack on live television in front of 5 million people. And he's practicing meditation now, which is helping him to relax and helping him to have a better life. And we'll ask him about it and get some more insight when we come back. Stay tuned.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.